Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. Hey, Sean, last year when Craig Robertson had to play a little bit more in base defense, it kind of hindered the special teams. Have you seen that effect this year, or have you guys had the depth to be able to withstand it?
Well, I think we are deeper this year, and so this is going to be the stretch here is going to be important. This game and the kicking game is going to be important. I think we've covered punts well, and that's been a big plus. There's some other areas that we need to get going on. You know, we're at the halfway point of the season now, and ranked in the bottom third of the league in a number of those areas, and that's not good enough. But I think we've got the depth, you know, at safety, at the depth at linebacker for us to be effective and actually be competitive there.
Sean, do you guys need to see...
Go ahead.
Sean, do you guys need to see something from Willie Snead, or is it just a matter of him, you know, waiting for his opportunity?
No, look, it's his third week. It's his, really his second full week, full speed. And, you know, that's a kind of a long time off. So, no, he's going to continue to be worked into the plan.
Sean, how much of an asset has Andres Pete become just with his ability to play both those positions?
I think it's been significant. You know, the investments we've made in some of those drafted linemen and some of the free agents like Larry Warford coming in, Andres, you know, in the first round, Ramchek in the first round, Max, you know, coming via trade, Teron. I mean, it's a position group, and it's a room that we feel is important. It can permeate your team, and I think in Andres' case, he's done a real good job over on the left side.
And how have you ever had a situation like this where you've had, you know, three guys play two positions and play them well, or three positions?
It's a little unique. It's a little unique this season, I would say, to answer your question. I can't recall.
Coach, you guys have been, statistically speaking, very good in the second half. Just what do you attribute that to?
Well, look, each game's different. I mean, you know, early in the season, we weren't in those first two games. I thought at Carolina, we were better in the second half over in London. I'd like to think that, A, we're making the adjustments that are necessary, but B, you know, our conditioning and belief in winning. I think our players understand how these games come down to close finishes, and hopefully we can continue that.
And as far as making those adjustments you mentioned, just what about this team allows them to be more capable of doing that?
Well, I think they're smart. I mean, halftime is 9 minutes long. All right, you get in there, you go to the restroom, you discuss what you want to do, what are the things we want to feature. You go through a few of those things with your guys, you bring the team together, and you're coming out the tunnel. So it's a pit stop, really. And I think that our guys have been able to handle that and come back and play well in the second half.
Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
You mentioned on Friday this past week that you had a 3 p.m. deadline for Delvin Breaux on Wednesday. So is his status, he's still remaining on injured reserve, or are you looking to activate him?
No, right now he's going to remain on injured reserve.
Thank you.
And just how upsetting or frustrating has this whole saga been with him this year?
I wouldn't describe it as a saga. It's a setback. You know, obviously you want your players healthy, and you know, the rehab's going well. He's worked hard and diligent. You know, it's still not 100%, and but it is going well, and all the indications we have when we do the scans and the testing show it healing properly. All right,
and
thanks, guys.
Wait, Sean.